Player's point.
A good time if you come in to have a good time, but some people you tell me everybody don't
group trips be tricky, man. But
they be tricky.
But I just never know. I mean, I'm going to enjoy myself though. We on there.
We in.
Except for
you for a group trip. Well, nah, we'd have had some good group trips, but we all the same person. Mm-hmm.
But guys in general, I don't feel like have unsuccessful. You know, I don't see like a guy coming back and saying I'm having a bad trip.
It can happen. People don't mesh.
But when guys have a bad trip,
it's still tolerable.
Something like, hey, you having a terrible trip.
Like, yeah,
cool. I done had a nigga. He didn't get a haircut before the trip, so he was mad about the haircut.
So he was. Just
but he had a good time though.
Oh, okay.
Like it was, and it was his fault. Like he could have got a haircut, but
he talked about it the whole trip.
I just feel like you on a trip, man.
But like it ain't never that tolerable. You know what I'm saying?
Go with the flow, kick it, man. Damn.
I mean, when you go over about 4 or 5 people, it get real tricky.
It do.
For real.
Yeah. No, that's what.
After the fourth person, the fifth one is usually.
I've never been on a bad, like,
you never know.
Group. You know, like not with like guys, like just guy friends. Like, what we got to get into it on?
I know y'all
too familiar. I'm fucking with both gender, just cool shit trips.
Yeah. Like,
as a quantity and shit. You don't think so?
10 out of 10 wouldn't recommend.
Tell us more.
Kaylin's ass just got back from LA.
So hell yeah,
tell
man.
Tell us more. That's why we talking about trips.
Guys and girls just have different ways of, like, everything we value is different. When you pick an Airbnb, it's two different things you got. I mean, it's just guys and girls, period. When you pick an Airbnb, it's two different things that guys and girls looking at. When you pick what y'all want to eat, it's two different things.
It went that route.
Guys go with the flow. Like, okay, y'all don't want to do what I suggested. Cool. Like, you know, it's not like a pushback type. Right. At least not
for my. And it ain't nothing really wrong with that too, though. Guys can do what they want. Girls can do what they want. I guess you mean. True.
Yeah.
True. True.
Yeah. That don't mean we beef. Yeah. I agree.
We'll catch up with y'all.
And
later.
Y'all gotta, like, usually it's a trip group message or something. Like, damn, you know where niggas at. You gonna see them.
Yeah.
We got Austin and Tyler Lockhart. Lil Tyler from the South.
He's gonna call him Lil Tyler.
I'm telling you, we 300 episodes in. He's making his first appearance on this bitch. His hell ass. He in the building though. But, yeah, you just coming back from South Beach type shit.
That's
damn,
nuts,
what's so
bro.
Crazy? Somebody just jumped
I don't know
off
if I want my trip to go
Marriott.
That good.
Today.
Oh shit!
No, like last week, lady. Hey, she jumped off the motherfucker. Okay, you know how big the big Marriott is?
Oh,
the
Peabody.
One. She okay. Y'all know they redid the inside of that bitch, so you know. If you like go to a point, somebody could jump into the lobby.
Oh, they jump in the inside.
Splattered.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. The beach we went to yesterday, like before we dipped out and got on the airplane.
God rest her soul.
Got like half a mile down, a nigga, two people fell off the cliff.
What is these things just falling?
Fell into the water.
Nah, they hit the ground.
Nah, this lady had left a note, but. But yeah, no, that shit
what
was
the fuck?
She jumped on the inside.
Yeah,
that shit probably sounded off. Some shit.
They said it happened on an overnight shift. I was like,
I'm cringing.
Yeah,
I would never come back to work. Even because
I've always, every time I'm in that mug, I like look down.
You,
I just
you
be like,
show when you get up high, you kind of look.
You look down, like what if somebody just
do
it?
What
if I'm
right? You just be
sitting down there and just see how far the spit goes.
I don't even
want to
just take out my phone. You just never know what can happen.
No,
somebody yell your name, bump, or just like from no
penny off that motherfucker.
She jumped.
Listen to that bitch.
Nah, I do.
Right, throwing shit off there. Yeah, and we up far. Nah,
yeah,
shit,
yeah. I do that shit off the damn Junction Bridge.
Damn!
Oh God!
The Junction Bridge.
Have y'all ever got sucked into putting the lock on the bridge?
No, I haven't done that.
I haven't done it either.
I thought she was going to tell us about it.
No, you can walk and view it. You can walk and view it like everyone else. You ain't never seen it?
I thought she was going to
say it. It's on the rails. Alex like doesn't know. You stand over, but they just got... They when say it's famous somewhere love. Else.
For real? Oh, okay. I knew.
It's for love.
I put your initials or maybe put a name or something.
What's up, Caleb?
What'd you say?
Shit, might as well give a shout out while I'm thinking about it. Local music just came out. Shout out BT.
That was like what, two episodes we tried that?
Finally. Oh God. In fact, right. You can get that everywhere.
The new bad boys.
Y'all fucked with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I listened to it one time, but it's straight. It's straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you be busy and shit. Okay. Yeah, I liked a couple songs though.
I like Commitment. That's the only one I heard work so far.
Commitment got replay value for sure.
I like that one.
For sure.
I like Commitment.
For sure. But yeah, I fuck with it. I wish they added more, a couple more songs just because we had to wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I told Space
that. I mean, BT.
Did they have some BT more songs just in the vault EP. Type shit?
But I'm talking about that bad. I'm thinking y'all talking about Mike Lowry. Give me at least 9 songs for the wait. But I mean, it was good. Good little project. Shout track. Out to them. Nah, it's straight. Shout out to 1100. He dropped another one.
It's his birthday too, ain't it?
Today's birthday.
I think so.
Happy birthday.
I wanna say.
I guess.
But or by the time we drop it, probably be his birthday.
What's the name of it?
Master 11.
Bro, it's either gonna be no hooking, continue, or
I'm saying he just dropped some.
Are you talking about the name of it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you the options of what it can be.
Oh.
My nigga, he on a straight like narrow. This one like called Master up. 11 Part 1. You going to see this again.
All right,
baby. Hell yeah. But shit, he live. He got bankroll on this bitch. He got Lil Sean. He got Blue Strip. He said, I guess he be having trouble uploading. Cause remember when he was up at our shit, he said he uploaded it twice.
Man. He do his own shit, don't he?
Probably.
I mean, that's what he said then.
Yeah.
He uploaded one of the songs with Blue Strip Flip. One he had known well, local rapper, and then he had put his verse on there.
No.
He like, damn, I forgot to put my hood verse on there. Too
I'm
high.
So sorry.
But man, shout out to dude, man. He a marketing genius.
No, he no, writing, bro. I want to tell
he not
that
cool.
Nigga.
He not too cool for shit.
Him getting and doing that damn silhouette challenge, jumping on that shit was tight as fuck.
Y'all hear that thunder? Shout out Space though. Shout out Space.
That was
tight. UFN dropped a song. I seen Lex Ray Parker dropped an EP not too long ago.
Niggas been dropping.
I think Zay and HD.
Yeah, it's like
shit. Freddie coming too.
All the people in the city, in the state, you know, really, I'm focused on the city right now, but they doing that shit. Just it's gonna feel. Fuel for a 501 day that they have.
Shout out Bay too. He had a with Schoolie. Yo.
Okay.
For real. Shout out
Young
to
Bay.
Love in a
trap. Type shit. Go get it,
Young Bay.
Nah, I'd be like that with you too. For real. Like I'd be rooting for Arkansas, but then I'd be damn near just. When I talk, I be talking about Lil Rock.
Yeah,
like
that's really it.
Even, but I know Arkansas talented too. And shout out to all y'all too. But you know,
we talking about the city, the 501.
Yeah, my mind automatically go Lil Rock.
Who came up with this holiday? I'm so happy.
501 day.
Yes.
Damn, good segue. But
I've seen. Yeah.
Nah, they trying to make it for real though.
They're trying to make it for real.
No, they saying make this for real, and that's what I'm saying. Who decision was that?
I think it was coming anyway.
Last year
it was Corona, but niggas hinted around it.
Yeah.
May 1st. I know. First time I seen it was St. Louis did that shit.
Okay.
314 day, and like they had some shit. Like it's a concert, but you pay $3.14 for it, but you don't know
who coming,
who on it. But you can go ahead and get that bitch, you know.
May 1st on the
and
Saturday.
As it go, as they, you know,
that
drop.
Shit going crazy.
They picked the right year.
Y'all was waiting.
Yeah, you don't know who performing to the day of.
Damn.
But you
that's
know
some
there,
PHP shit.
You know there.
Boy,
you gonna have some shit.
Y'all don't be knowing
party.
Chill.
It'll be a surprise.
Boy, they had a documentary.
Nah, yeah, you really did.
Bring the generator. Oh, God.
No.
Boy,
boy.
Shout out Eddie Lee.
Nah, Dream and Generate. What happened?
Oh, man, we're gonna have some night. I'm gonna have to bring some nightlife specialists, man. Talk on they how they doing during Corona and shit. Mm-hmm. Shit, we need to tap in to more people. We should. We are.
You know, niggas didn't quit their job. I got a little more time. So I can do this. Quit my job.
Last episode, I would say 1 out of 0 out of 10. I thought you were like at a 5. It's serious.
I was at a 5 until they took me over the edge to the 10. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this shit.
I saw you tweeting, but I'm like, man, she just at an age. She ain't finna quit that hoe.
Well, basically, motherfucker called me on some trying to accuse me that I took $20 after George type shit.
Oh God, fuck you.
No,
fuck you.
Don't ask me no ditches shit. Hell no.
I just stayed up here through the snow.
She got offended on some shit.
I done showed you how determined I am. Really, if I wanted a 20, I would have took
all the 20s. I didn't take a 20.
But I didn't.
I would have took all the 20s, bro. So I just was like, I ain't finna deal with this petty ass shit, bro.
People say they don't leave jobs, they leave management or something like that. That's what it be.
Yeah, so, I really just was like, I'm tired of playing with myself, though. I'm tired of not banking on myself. I be giving all my time to some shit, but I got some shit I really could be, you know what I'm saying? And feeding and making it grow, if I feed it for real.
Real shit.
That's where I'm really at.
I talked to Deezy, piggyback on what you just last said. I talked to Deezy Studio yesterday. Shout out No Plans. They coming soon. Dropping a tape that's long awaited too. Think April or something like that. Watch out for.
I'm seeing a lot of promo.
Watch out for. Which I guess shit gonna be up and up, but I don't care. I don't know if people care, but they having a release party and shit.
Okay.
Just throwing that shit out. You know, niggas finna get back to kicking it and shit. Yeah, you feel me?
They say it's finna be a summer to remember.
I feel it.
Man, niggas stay safe, man.
If we not shut down by then, it will be crazy for real.
Don't look like they doing shit about no shutting down.
I'm just gonna like, you know what I'm saying? The numbers might spike.
Fuck it, we can go there.
They gonna
now.
Do that anyway.
I mean, they've been trending in the right direction now. Niggas
Texas, 100% tomorrow. Or when?
A week. Well, it's 8
Mississippi,
days.
100% tomorrow.
Texas, 100% the 10th.
Mississippi, I don't know.
And Hutch.
No, I think
Hutch said
tomorrow.
Shit.
Hutch, no, I
think
Mississippi
Hutch said we're going to do the 31st.
Mississippi just said we just going to flip it like a light switch.
That hoe said tomorrow. Effective tomorrow. I said, damn.
I mean, those places, though, it ain't really just been too much of lockdown lately anyway.
Yeah. It's not, but to just go... Tomorrow change your life.
The pass to Atlanta, because I mean, like, as much as
it's almost like they not hit by the.
But
the
thing
is,
the outrage that everybody else be having for the whole country, the people don't have the same outrage for Atlanta. And Atlanta been out here busting that thing open.
I think it's because it's Atlanta. Wow. You ever heard 2 Chainz talk at the end of Lamborghini truck,
bro?
Like it's Atlanta. Like,
just like what, you ain't gone yet? I live here now. I live here
type shit. I feel like we need at least 1 or 2 plot spots where we can go to breathe, and we just come back in lockdown.
What?
I mean, but so your concern is they actually allowed these people in Atlanta to go crazy. Cause I don't think they got shut down. You look at Quavo,
he
was like, "Come
down.
To Atlanta, quarantine is over."
Bro, nah, when quarantine came, like they had a mini shutdown. That shit been open since they had a somewhat of a little bit.
Do you feel like that is just like
when people kind of just overlooking it
to
like,
the point where they like, "Nah, we're gonna influx in this money," or
it's the money, bro?
Because who overall making the decisions? The governor and them niggas.
The governor.
He white. They got
white.
A black.
They
mayor.
Got a white governor. They got a black mayor.
Black mayor. Okay,
that's the mayor.
So the mayor, he made decisions for Atlanta, and he been having it open.
That's Keisha.
Or she been having it open?
Nah. Cause remember when they was trying to early on when they was trying to have it open, she was like, "Nah, that's not right."
Mm-hmm. But I ain't so really it's not really her call. Lately,
I agree. It ain't even been like no back push or nothing.
But I don't think that space. I don't think
like they just really been like.
Nah, they said the vaccine been in their hookah for a minute. Like they been live going crazy. All Star Weekend, they picked that spot, that hot spot.
Ah, boy, that's crazy.
That's how you know.
That's perfect. It's some people.
How was Miami with the corona?
Pretty much everything in Miami closed at 10, but like you had to go to Fort Lauderdale about 20 minutes away.
That ain't shit.
Nah.
I don't get
the party ain't
going
nowhere
right
now. Right. We just going
go
to places
at 5. Why you think
that's Broward, ain't it?
Yeah, Broward County, yeah, where Kodak's from.
Okay.
How was it down there though?
It was live. Like
Miami women or Houston women?
I'm gonna go Miami. I like foreign women.
I feel you.
That's something.
They do
everybody
Cuban. They have
ass down there though.
For real, that's straight
no.
up.
No.
I felt on the stripper titties. What like they was like a brick. Everybody got.
Wait a minute.
I ain't never been exposed to no shit like
hold
this.
On.
I don't know what I'm gonna receive.
Already,
that shit. Just
shooting
fake
from the
shit
hill.
All around.
No, ah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah, that's the norm for sure. In big cities, I would assume.
And hella flashy shit.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I seen Adrian Boner in the strip club.
Say he say he got $13.
He said he got 13 mil now. It was like four other small dudes had a red jumpsuit
going crazy.
Yeah.
He was kicking. Was he being AB in there or he was?
Yeah, he was talking loud and shit, like having a little scene around him and shit.
I wouldn't expect shit less from him.
Then I didn't even know he fought the day before.
Yeah, he fought last
Facts.
Weekend.
I missed that hoe, but I saw the damn post. That was the shit.
Yeah.
Cali, how were they restrictions and shit?
They still
down. Lockdown.
Oh, for real?
Lockdown.
So where did y'all come maneuver
like,
to?
Like
it's still
it was
shit.
A few places that had indoor dining, like very few, and it was only like 10%.
But a lot of that shit out there got outdoor shit though.
Yeah,
like,
right. A lot of
like naturally before the shit. Yeah.
I don't think I did any outdoor dining.
How,
I don't think I sat
you
down.
You just did
malls
to take
shopping
out.
Places,
huh?
Malls yeah. and shopping places.
The malls is open.
We only went to the Grove.
The Toyota, the Beverly Center.
No,
that's probably open.
I ain't even go to the Beverly Center.
That was open when we was when we went to LA. It was locked down, but the Beverly Center was open.
And that was pretty much it as far as shopping.
Yeah, Grove and
shit. Oh shit, I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, I was just out there chilling, bro. I went out there trying to buy no shit. I wasn't trying to do no crazy shit. I'm just out here.
Just out here, yeah.
Saw you, man.
I feel you.
Saw you chilling.
Did shrooms.
I saw you.
How was that?
Yeah.
That nigga Drew said, "You saw his story." I saw him in the studio. You like you stars? I was like, "Nah, I must have missed it."
How was the shrooms?
Nah, them shrooms different.
I ain't you'll do it again. Niggas openly saying that. Like this, I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I didn't know.
Like, but no,
I'm saying I ain't know. Like niggas, I ain't know. Maybe I don't know what shrooms is.
You gotta do it.
He's like, "Whoa, you doing crack, nigga? Wait."
Real shit. That's where we.
You gotta let you know. You gotta do shrooms at least once. It's a.
On the level of the drug skill, what is it? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I'm green too. How do
like,
you intake it?
It's more of an experienced drug.
You intake it through the mouth?
That's not something that you get addicted to.
It's a psychedelic drug.
Like
well, not really a drug.
Through the mouth, through the nose?
You can drink, like you can grind it down, put it in your tea or something, but you can just eat it directly as a mushroom.
That is, how do you got my attention? You got my attention now. How severe is this drug?
It's not
that ain't severe. Like
no, you saying I can put it in liquids? That's dangerous for me.
No,
I mean you can put anything in a liquid.
The
no, I'm saying if I can put shrooms already in my Crown and Sprite,
you
wouldn't do that though.
Okay. Shrooms expensive,
right? And you're not gonna put it in your Crown and Sprite. Because
you just offered the liquid. I was just options.
You're not putting it in no alcohol though.
Okay. That'll fuck you up.
How is the taste?
Yeah.
The taste. It's really not a taste. Like it's hard to chew, but it
I'm
ain't
gonna
really
have
got
to just
see
it. Yeah, I'm
you gotta
to
do
just,
it, bro.
And you gotta be in a feel good mind state. You can't be like
you can't be super.
Fucked
it ain't,
up.
You know how weed you can smoke.
I'ma have to be in Cali.
Yeah.
No, you ain't gotta be in Cali. You know how
I'ma have to.
But I'm just saying. You know how weed like stress. You got a bad day. You smoke. You be like, all right, straight. You can't do that with shrooms.
My regular day life in Little Rock, I'm not doing shrooms.
No. You don't do shrooms to make you feel better. You do shrooms because you feel good.
Right. And you just want to enhance the feel good.
Damn.
So how do you feel when you took that little
you could already be of some static of like, some feel good.
Did you see colors and shit?
You see everything.
Hallucinations.
Like anything you can imagine.
I don't want to do nothing to do that.
It's like you dream it while you wide awake. Damn.
Were you just on shrooms or were you crossing anything with it too? Were you a little hot?
Yeah.
Good trip, my nigga. Good trip.
I'm just
that's
surprised.
Really no. He had a trip.
You saw
for
a bunch
real.
Of shit you ain't never seen before.
It was crazy. It's
what crazy. Was you doing when you like? Did you do what activity? Did y'all go somewhere?
Just,
y'all
all,
just
like,
chilling.
All of us did it. We were just all in the crib.
That's cool.
What'd you say? Shroomed up.
That's cool.
Oh man.
That's crazy.
Another nostalgia trend taking over Twitter. You had to be there. What did we have to be there
like
for
we
y'all?
Didn't have this trend before. It's just been
it's just a different format. My favorite one that I've seen so far
the modern day
is probably some of y'all's is the Mike Vick AI Pinky, and I can't believe what else the fourth one. But you had to be there for sure.
Yeah.
You had to be there.
The
for
Tracy
sure.
McGrady.
That era.
Wait, which one? The fourth one?
I can't remember the fourth one, but it was AI, Mike Vick, Pinky, the porn star, and I can't remember the fourth one. But that is a time you had to be there. That's a different time.
No, the yeah, one they. No.
Trying to learn from your goddamn mic.
Damn. I'm trying to shit.
Ain't nobody hear that shit.
It was a lot of them. I really can't even think of any. I forgot.
It was a lot.
No, that one of them I saw was the polytone.
It has to be at least a 8 to 10 year expiration. Minimum. Like, don't tell me I should have been there 3 years ago. I was fucking there.
You, everyone was there.
Nah, motherfuckers.
Yeah, like
everyone was there.
Like niggas that you think is younger than you was there.
We definitely were there.
Niggas is picking shows from like 2014. Talk about you had to be there.
I mean, I get it though.
We all was there.
You had to watch it.
We all were there. We was out of high school there.
We're just like,
damn. We were out of high school there. They don't niggas. We getting old. They said y'all know the 90s babies getting old because we keep coming up with shit like you had to be there and shit like that.
It's getting old.
That ain't a lie. Cause it's it's a lot of motherfuckers now that's finna be the same places we are that was born in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Cause they finna be 21.
Yep. 2000s babies say they ain't gotta think about how old they is to do the calculations. They just
that shit easy.
Well, yeah, they said they just rolled on some shit.
That's really crazy.
Nah, I'm glad I ain't no 2000 baby though.
Nah, yeah. It's some shit you just. I'm glad we got the social media area.
They had brought up the polytones when you had the Kia Seraphones, because I definitely had the Kia Seraphone with the polytones when they went full songs. It was just the beat.
Yeah.
What's this clubhouse room segment?
This nigga, we on air, fam.
What is it, though?
Nigga, it's the segment.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know either.
Nah. I mean, because you just randomly, out of nowhere, middle of the convo, I think she was.
What
talking.
Is the clubhouse room segment?
Nah, it was what I had said like a couple weeks ago.
What'd you say?
Read the topics, and then we can just divulge on whichever one. But. What was you saying?
Nigga still on it. I ain't clicked on the app in a minute. But
I haven't either. They changed the icon.
But speaking of Clubhouse, IG so fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
They see competitors. They see problems. They see solutions, and then they put that bitch out there. Quick. So Clubhouse going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers at Instagram said, man, let's just create a live room. It's one of you. You can pull in three of you. But it's kind of a little private, but you can see who requests to want to be in your live room. But hey, you can have like a live room and be going live, and then you can have a guest, nigga. Nobody even know what's going to be on there. And boom, it might attract more people. Oh, well, and if you blocked by anybody that's on the live room, you can't watch it at all. So,
but you probably gonna have be somebody on Instagram for the Yoshi.
It's
to pop
for
off.
Influencers so, and creators. Okay, it's for them for type the niggas. Room, interview shit.
So the live room pop off, and a random nigga can join your live room.
You can accept it. You can request. Okay, it's like a pool shit.
All right, it's and just like
Clubhouse.
Yeah,
no, but it's just like regular Instagram live.
Basically.
But it's in a room.
You gotta let you in.
But it's adding two extra people.
Mm-hmm. So, but what they did was mimic in their way Clubhouse. But it's smart to me. Clubhouse is only for invited people. So if you ain't on Clubhouse, even though it's easy to get in now, if you ain't on Clubhouse, you probably itching to get in. Oh, how is it? Instagram has that damn near that feature.
They
that
did
replica.
The same thing with Snapchat though.
Man,
I mean, they Instagram took from Snapchat with the stories and shit.
But I'm eager to see how they work out with Instagram, because I hate on them and then end up using their features.
One stop shop, Instagram.
Yep.
I
every
said,
time.
Don't I want to do no features, that whack ass shit. I got a ton of damn filters on my story. Boy. A ton of them, boy. Keep saving them.
Now Instagram definitely been.
I hate it when they got video. I remember, I think I was 12th grade Walmart.
Boy.
I remember, I was like, why
boy,
did
they
get
that? When they got video,
bro?
It definitely was like, what the
I
fuck?
Like, stole from, got, stole that from Vine.
You like, had to they be there. I hated when they went to Android.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all remember? I'm glad it's not that much of a difference. Okay, can we do You Have to Be There on
Let's do our own segment. Come on.
Can we do You Have to Be There on Sim Simi? Do y'all remember that app? When motherfuckers used to be
it was like a character. You used to ask a question.
Yeah, and it takes you back. Yeah.
I remember that shit, bro. Nah, that's ancient, bro.
No, that
that's
was like ancient. What 2011.
Damn, that I remember shit. One snow damn day or snow trip, bro. Niggas was going crazy off the fun run. Get on fun run, at me. What going crazy?
You had to be there. Fucking Arkansas Twisters games.
Ooh. I never been. And I hate it, bro.
I never went.
Never been.
Rim Rockers.
They was
Rim Rockers.
Rim Rockers came and left us. Real shit. Came on.
Came and left us.
Left us here for 2 seasons.
Real shit. Came only 2 seasons. Won a ship the first year and they Carmelo's. I remember the newspaper. Fifth grade. I had to
okay,
be
so,
there.
Okay, so speaking of just that, staying right there, just in this Little Rock aspect. Okay, this 501 day. I wanted to go back to this. I'm sorry.
Let's do something.
That shit on a Saturday too.
And that's gonna be live because 501 is every side. That's the north side.
This where you was doing.
This
what you was doing.
See, I don't really see it like that. I don't really see it like that.
Great approach.
This is the east side.
Okay, you saying the four sides of Little Rock, or are you saying North Little Rock 2?
That's the side of Little Rock, nigga. Rock, north is that's the side of Little Rock.
It's like goddamn Lone Oak and shit.
North Little Rock, y'all don't even know when y'all in North Little Rock for one. You be in my mail.
Why you talking shit, nigga? Why?
You be off the den and say you in North Little Rock.
You see how niggas from Little Rock act on niggas from North Little Rock. Niggas just wanna go off the hill. We don't even be on the
some stipulations.
Okay, what you got?
All right,
y'all the only ones we fuck with.
501 day. Okay, North Little Rock.
It's a lot of North Little Rock niggas y'all fuck with.
Since y'all can see Little Rock from y'all city, y'all can come to
501 day. Nigga, this ain't no y'all.
They got the area code. They say, but Conway say they coming.
I don't know about Conway. I don't know about Jacksonville.
Who made y'all the gatekeepers?
It's 501 city and it's 501. Can we agree on that?
Say what?
It's a 501 city. It's a 501. And I ain't even saying North Little Rock. I'm just saying like those.
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, come on, don't.
And you can be from North Little Rock and be 501 Biddy. I say that.
I can be from wherever the fuck I want to be from.
Not from North Little Rock.
Yes, I can. I graduated from Central Film. I went to Mills. I went to every fucking school in this motherfucking city.
First of all, Mills invited Mills. Mills, they don't hold that much weight.
Yes, it does.
But we fuck with Mills too.
Yeah, bro, don't you finish up no goddamn Hot Springs. Matter. Talk about his 501 day, y'all.
Niggas Lake Hamilton and shit. Mills,
I ain't gonna lie. If we got an event, I'm gonna take that money. Like I ain't gonna lie.
What you say?
If we have an event,
you charging $5 and one penny? Or you ain't?
First hour.
Are you taking that pre-sale. Penny or you just doing five?
The penny will go to like a, you know,
charity.
We add it up
shirt.
And it'll go to a charity.
You gonna need a lot of motherfuckers there for that to donate anything considerable amount.
We have 50.
100 pennies is $1.
They not better than Central.
What?
Who?
Shout out Central. Shout out Central.
Hey,
shout
I'm
out Central.
I'm going to the championship game if they make. I'll probably go to a playoff game if it's
you
in
have
pocket.
To take off work.
Maybe.
Gotta be in Fayetteville, I think.
Yeah. With the playoffs or the
tournament,
even the championship,
no,
championship,
no, the championship usually in like high springs.
Mm-hmm. But the tournament might
shout
be
out to them days. You had to be there,
man. If they put a fucking casino up there, in Fay, boy, if they put one up there, because that high springs just made me say, I already got a plan on what I'm gonna do. Especially if
where was
they
the
win.
Third casino gonna be at? Because it was High Springs, Pine Bluff, and it was another one,
Fort Smith, Fort something up
but
there.
But you know, Oklahoma and shit,
they didn't want
a casino, so yeah, I could see that.
They said they didn't want it, but they still supposed to be building
Oklahoma
on it.
Right by. I mean, Fort Smith, right by.
Man,
Oklahoma,
it'd be crazy in favor of the casino. But it depends on the day, man.
Shout out Little Rock Central High School and boys up there kicking ass.
Man, I just want
to. Wait, what?
We finally start paying or something, paying money. To get somebody, I don't know.
I know what it is, but I don't want to say it.
We got a freshman.
I know what
you're
gonna say, but we ain't gonna hate.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We just ended Black History Month. We ain't doing that.
We ain't gonna hate.
Man, shout out to Joe Johnson though. While we on that, man, watches all the smoke.
Joe been
More interactive,
more social.
Yeah, what your? That's all they wait. Cause I know he ain't short of no change. So
he got some shit coming out.
He got him a new girl. And, you know,
he just said, "Fuck it, I'm social."
I might as well be.
I can talk.
Right. Nah, never knew.
I fuck with him.
I fuck with Joe though, man. He's been a good gatekeeper of the city. Mm-hmm. We have some people who come through here and you don't ever see him.
Derek Fisher.
Fuck it, I'm saying names.
That nigga don't claim here. He don't care.
I'm at the school just to show him I got. Nah, chill, man. I watched that Matt Barnes Vlad on there yesterday, man.
Them niggas taking pics together now at the birthday party.
He said his kids made him fuck with D Fish.
Damn.
Because he was already around the kids. That's what made it tough. And so he said his kids was like, we actually like him, Dad. You know, he cool.
That's tough because what are you going to say? Like, you can't make them.
I feel like
he was like, man, he'll show up to the basketball games for his twins. And like when he come, he'll put his head down, or like he'll walk out the gym. I didn't like hearing that from a Little Rock nigga, Derek Fisher.
Damn, so Matt Barnes kind of make it seem like damn, he wasn't trying to like.
He said D Fish didn't throw a punch. Mm-mm. Watch the vlog.
Nah, I didn't hear.
Is that Parkview shit? Chill. We gone. We gonna go on another one.
We talking 501 right now.
We talking 501. It's a part of the topic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, bet.
I want to say 501. I had so much fun skating on Sunday.
Man, so I saw this motherfucker tweet about wanting to quit her job, and then she text us and said schedule back free. Niggas already knew what it was. Niggas like, damn, okay, bet. I look up, bro. I'm inebriated too. I look up, all I see is Keisha hands in the air and that bitch in Bowman like this.
That's how you end Black History Month, nigga.
I said, you out here. Like, you quit and went to. Nah, this IG story. Nah, I ain't been.
Thought you was skating. Like, is that Keisha?
Man.
No, I've been getting better now. Like, I've been getting better. I got my own skate, so I walked in that bitch with my bag and shit.
You
like,
finna be a usual.
Yeah.
Or regular, as they say.
You be up at Bowman.
No, I've been learning like on my own, but I finally went.
Kaylin, homegirl, Chigga.
Oh, I think
that motherfucker be skating. One be skating. Shout out to Skate Lil Rock, man. Yep. That's a whole movement.
They can skate.
Even book them. They don't even let you book their skating rink. I hate that.
Bowman.
Niggas can turn that bitch up.
Like, I'm gonna be called by the summer Southwest. Though. I'm gonna be called by the summer.
I saw what Southwest happened there. It's like, you ain't
it's renovated shit. A little bit in there.
I'm saying
they redid the floor.
That's all they did. Redid the floor.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It still looks the same. It's just they did the floor over. But no, I'm definitely gonna be called by the summer. By 5-on-1 day, I'm gonna be out there spinning
around.
You
going to a skate party?
I'm gonna just be out there in my skates like they do in LA.
I tried to get you to commit to something. You were straight.
No, I ain't gonna do that. No, I was just gonna say though. We the voice of 501. We need to be preparing for that
shit. Let's start. We can do something a whole weekend. By then, Corona is gonna be a thing of the past.
And Joe Biden.
That's what it looked like.
He said by the end of May, he gonna have a vaccine for every adult in the country. So shit, what y'all trying to do?
Because it's to the point.
Is niggas
might
taking
have
that
my vaccine by the end of the week?
Yeah. Niggas can get that vaccine.
I ain't go by there. I saw Gerald. I just wanted to see what he was on first.
Wait, you said Gerald got it?
Yeah, and Tara.
Yeah, you can get that motherfucker. I could have got it Sunday somewhere, my daddy was saying, but I ain't took the time out to go do it. I need to quit playing.
Which one you gonna get?
I don't know shit. Probably Pfizer.
Once I get my vaccine, I'm gonna be like Kane when he took his mask off. Never put that bitch back on.
No.
You going maskless? You mask off?
Oh yeah, I'm raw dogging.
Raw dog in the air.
I believe it. Like, I believe it for sure.
Raw dog in the air.
Nah, quit playing. What up? What are you watching?
Just finished, Your Honor.
So I wanted to watch Your Honor. It's on Hulu, right?
I don't know if it's on Hulu, but it's on Showtime.
Yeah, man, it's on Hulu. I hate when you get the app and you got a third party app, gotta have that app. Bro, what type of shit is that?
You damn near about to watch it. You
bro,
like,
I just took Showtime off, bro. To get
I'm
HBO.
Not watching anything.
But I do want to see Your Honor. I just watched the Biggie doc.
Okay. How was that?
I'm not gonna lie.
What is that on?
Netflix. Didn't have any expectations. Just a shit to watch, you know, yesterday, I think.
But
stellar.
It was,
Stellar. For a dot. I saw some shit that I didn't see, Dad. Well, I ain't gonna tell you. You'll see it. It's a quick watch. It's some shit, you know, some footage that you ain't probably seen.
Cause this is, they said this is in the perspective of his friend.
Yeah, like it's okay. A light. Like I watched it, I was like, damn, I ain't anything. Like mm-hmm. He was talking like what he really wanted to do. And right. So it's a clip in there, like when he went back to Cali, like how he was talking in the radio and shit. He died a couple days later.
Right.
Like, but how he was talking, like. Shit, he said shit like, man, you know, get to know somebody, don't just be going out. You know what niggas were saying, shit. They still didn't give a fuck, but you know, he was on that.
That's you know that I when I was a kid, I used to be so obsessive of that Tupac and Biggie shit.
Bro, that's what we come on.
Like, I mean, we did grow up
our
in that,
parents
but
and them people were in fit, bro.
But that's why I was like, you know, when Notorious came out and all that type of shit, like I was obsessive and trying to figure out what happened. But it's like it's so crazy how we like 10 years or 12 years from that shit and it's still being talked about. Like, you are worth more dead than alive in this shit.
I would, and that's a great point. And I hate it because like would you, cause I ain't gonna go to that point. I'm gonna go to the point of if Biggie and Tupac were to stay rapping, mm-hmm. I don't think people would be saying they the best rapper alive right now.
Cause I mean it
damn nigga, you took a whole complete another turn.
Because just
I
not even
say
nothing
it
to do
I
want to
say
them.
This, but it benefit, cause it's not benefit nobody to die. Nobody yeah,
not even nothing
like,
to do with them.
But it bit, like everybody gonna talk about you in the best light possible. Like you gonna have your rare few people to come in. I'm not the type of person that's talking shit on a dead person. I just don't.
Example.
And most people liked it.
Right. So. Example, like, Lord willing, nothing happened to him. LL Cool J. Mm-hmm. One of the first, forefather, one of the first niggas to go platinum. Niggas don't even know that. You can't name too many songs. If he die,
I'm bad.
They're not going to be too fucked up about them SWAT shows that he doing. Niggas going to be in Kango hats, them big chains. You going to know what LL actually stand for, ladies love. You going to know all that thing. You mm-hmm. gonna, I guess that's just how it is, man. It's sad though.
I mean, just Cool J was that cool with yada yada.
Yeah, like real show God. Boy, and no one is fucked up about
but
him.
But you just
kind of
know that
because right
just look at how like Michael Jackson, probably the most famous right person ever, mm-hmm. and he
ladies love Cool J.
He wasn't dead, but his life was so private, so that made him more popular, more coveted. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that just show you that's just the precursor to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just show you how much more popular you'll
but
be when you
then,
die.
But like you said, you are worth more dead than alive. That's tough, man.
As an entertainer.
That's tough. And I feel like your value go up too.
Yeah.
And you will never see it.
So since we on a death topic, do y'all think
damn.
Since we
cause this
you have to be there, celebrity death match.
Oh.
I have to get that out.
Yeah,
I
have to get that one out.
I had to get that one out. My fault.
Yeah.
You definitely have to be there.
We straight. But keep going. Where you was at?
But so like, do y'all think, like for instance, Rush Limbaugh, or am I saying Limbaugh? Yeah. So you know how niggas was fucking around joking about his death. Do y'all think it's like a nigga like him? He was obviously racist or whatever he was. Is it cool to joke about death in that?
I thought you was gonna ask, is he going to hell?
Nah. Is he cool? Is he cool? Like, is death ever cool?
If
is
I
it
had
okay
a choice,
to be
yeah,
like?
Probably.
Is it ever a time when it's like
to laugh about it?
Yeah, and just, you know, to like rest in piss type shit.
To be 100, it's really not. It just we just like we do all the other shit. If it's if it don't affect
like
you or nobody else, no. Yeah.
If it don't apply, let it fly. But at the same time, I do understand of keeping that same energy.
Yeah, cause that's what I was.
Don't act like you motherfucking fuck with me when I die. You won't fuck with me. If I just keep that same energy.
I ain't go take up.
But I don't
gonna
think
keep
Rush
the exact same. So
I might not say nothing, but I'm not finna act like you know what I'm saying. I might not be disrespectful for the family.
See, my thing is, it's not even about family or no shit like that.
If somebody speak on it, what you would say?
Nothing. Is your answer is what I'm taking.
If somebody just want me to say some shit, then I'd probably get like, I ain't fuck with that nigga.
I feel you.
Because I was saying somebody
that's
say
the
like,
same shit what niggas would do if Trump died. Like, I fuck that nigga. Same shit.
Like, somebody was saying you that he was in favor of, like, you know, in this case, like, Rush Limbaugh, like, he'll fuck niggas, so shit, carry his legacy on. Like, let people know this was a fucked up nigga.
Yeah, you
like,
might as well.
That's what he was on.
I fuck with that.
He
that's
was
true.
Like, his family, everybody needs to know you a
you
fucked
was
up
fucked
nigga.
Up.
Nah, that's a good angle because we show a lot of grace when people.
No,
die.
Like
as
Thomas Jefferson.
Should.
My thing
as
is, I'm
should.
Just not going.
he's a fucked up person. He's on pennies and shit. In all the prisons.
Every fucked up person got some people that's on a documentary who gonna say they weren't like that. They weren't even that type of person. They weren't even so. Yeah, you're not a fuck nigga. Even if you're a fuck nigga out there, you're not a fuck nigga at everybody. So you good.
Nah, you ain't gotta fake you. Don't fake it.
Everybody for somebody. Somebody for everybody. I mean,
yeah.
Facts. Y'all not watching nothing though?
I'm trying to catch up
on Snowfall still.
No.
You ain't even logged into HBO Max.
I haven't not yet.
You need to. Too busy working.
Man. I quit my job. Now I got time so I can review some of this shit. You know, I got, look, I got a
Are you getting schedule. Another job or are you just quit that job? Or are you going
I'm not in a. I'm not in a rush to get no job.
You need a break.
Yeah.
I feel you though.
I'm not in a rush to get no job. But see, my thing with jobs be the same shit every time I get one. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the same story. It'd be the same cycle. It'd be the same attitude. Yeah. It'd be the same shit.
It's because you keep getting the same job, nigga.
It is that too.
And it's like she knows she don't want to be there either.
That's what's going to happen, no matter which, unless we find something.
I already got a career. So why do I keep treating my career like a side hustle? That's my thing.
You gotta survive right now, and that's the thing for black people. We gotta do that type of shit.
Yeah. Okay, since we on that tip, I had a topic of how do y'all feel about unpaid internships? I feel like, of course, it's kind of like a scholarship. Like,
give me something.
It's worth it to do it. Like, of course, an athlete is worth more than a scholarship. They should get paid or something because they can't even get a job. Of course, I would do it. Because it's almost invaluable. Like, I can't replace it. But I feel like it's not everybody that can do that. Like, unpaid internships are only for people that can do the shit.
Yeah, I'm in an unpaid internship right now. But it's like for, because I'm trying to apply to PT school. So, like, right. That's a good look. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And plus, for like any health and professional, like medical major in Fayetteville, you gotta have an unpaid internship to graduate.
Damn. How much?
Okay,
you
so
work
what about
90 hours?
Already know you're 90 hours. What?
And but
for the whole semester.
See, 90 niggas be having to work 80 hours 2 weeks.
Right,
2 weeks.
Yeah,
an unpaid internship.
And that's wild. More so like summer, like
that's wild.
Like it's just hard because it's. And especially with those like entertainment or journalist jobs or whatever, like those type of jobs where you only gonna get if you do this internship. So it puts you in a position they got the leverage to be able to not to pay you. And then it also keeps the people that can go unpaid, which is because their parents or whatever can support them.
Right.
It keeps the advantage at an advantage and a disadvantage at a disadvantage. But I mean, it would be worth it to me. I take the L or whatever just because simply
so, like, that's what I said. I guess it would be invaluable. In the person who is in that, in like just like Tyler just said, I guess in whoever's in that unpaid internship, whatever, the you're doing it for some type of payout. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it for nothing.
That was my take on it. But like, if it's college is one thing for me, and of course, you know, as always, it should be situational.
Right.
But like somebody gonna lose. It's just a whether. It's like, even if when we make it big, like, we're gonna want a fucking unpaid intern. I'm not gonna cap it to you. You might want a couple interns too, or it don't even matter about unpaid or paid. You gonna want an intern. Like, somebody gonna have to be on a lower scale building up. That's just how it go.
I wouldn't even say unpaid. Maybe we shouldn't say it like that, because you're not doing this for nothing.
Facts.
Like, I would say, like, change the verbiage of it, because you're not doing this for nothing. You're doing this for some type of exchange.
That's also like, not paying college athletes too. Like, that's the same argument that those people use against not paying college athletes.
But see, that's different though. Yeah,
and they have a way better case.
But see, that's different.
Kinda, but not really, because it's people that literally cannot take that position because they cannot afford to go unpaid. You see what I'm saying?
See, I was on the college tip, but when you get past that, and you grown.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, even because you know,
that's tough.
You know the type of jobs I'm talking about.
Yes, I would.
But that's why I said you got, it's in the person's interest. Like, if you feel this though, like, okay, I'm doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a motherfucking lot to not get nothing. If you in the part and like, you're not eating, you somewhere, like, if it's something not getting paid, you're not eating for this shit. You
just keep
struggling.
It a band with yourself,
bro. Like,
they don't be housing these niggas or nothing though.
I ain't going through that.
I'm not saying none of them, but I'm saying if you ain't gonna pay them, okay, cool, house them, hotel, whatever you gonna do, do something.
That's what I said. You gotta do something.
And even like if I could necessarily afford it, if it was worth it, if I could get an internship at an agency or ESPN, that's something I would do just because like, it ain't nothing that'll be able to replace that experience. But that don't make it necessarily the best idea.
What if paid internships are tailored to the people who can afford it, and which means it's going to be effective for those people,
because they don't got the money to pay. They're going to be successful anyway to do this shit. Like,
if you can tolerate an unpaid internship when you grown, you is going to be straight anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. That, like Taylor,
this just an investment.
Like Taylor Rooks, her tweet said, "Unpaid internships help perpetuate a larger system that gives already advantaged people more advantages. Many things in life come down to what choices are available to you, and working without being paid is a choice many can't make. Yes. That shouldn't be cost to that shouldn't be the cost of opportunity.
Right. College different. You got to. It's a good look. Even when you grown, it's a good look. But like, come on, man. Like,
it's worth it because I would do it. But it's not worth it. It's not fair. I say it's not fair.
You just, it's a double edged sword though. Like, I understand you just the fact out here that a lot of people don't have access to do an unpaid internship.
Right.
But when you look from the eyes of an employer, you be like, all right, I want somebody to come in here and do this job and you love what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, and if you're gonna love what you do, you will do it for free.
Come on.
Now that should you still not pay them? No, you should give them at least
Should be an exchange.
There has to be an exchange, not just experience.
It's usually
that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't just be that. Like, even if I'm a person that owns a company, I'm not finna be like, of course, I want the person that is in interest to work for my company to have some sort of interest or love for it, or more love than me into it. That's just how you know that somebody wants to work for you. But I know, in order for you to want to be here, I need to have an exchange too. I gotta be fair with you too.
And I understand the unpaid part. I just feel like it needs to be a better option for somebody that can't afford.
Give me some incentives or something.
If it happened to me, my parents would have did whatever just to make sure it can happen, because like, they know
bigger goal, you're gonna be straight.
They know like it need to happen, but like, everybody can't just do
it. We not gonna act like these companies can't pay these kids to do this shit either. Even if you're not gonna give them, house them, give them some type of cut.
We can't control that, but that's correct.
You can't, we not gonna act like y'all don't got the money to give it. So that's my thing. Like, a lot of y'all got the money to give. Like, don't, let's get out this struggle shit, this struggle mindset. Like, we just gotta see if you got the guts to do it. No, I wanna work here, but there needs to be an exchange.
It's designed for
And it's hard for one. And these unpaid internships is also hard for us to even get to them, or to I couldn't think of in a million years having an internship at ESPN or something.
That's just
like
a part of the
BET or some
facts,
shit.
Like,
facts.
But if you got an unpaid internship there, we the type of niggas like, no one really gonna know. And even if you don't know, niggas know like, that nigga on the way.
See, I'm not there.
That nigga on the way.
He's
the
on his
idea.
Way.
I'm not that against the idea of an unpaid internship. Okay. Just because, even though it does limit the amount of people that can do their job, it also limits the amount of people that's gonna come in here and fuck off.
Right.
Even if,
that's what I say. It may be relative.
An intern though. But how much are you thinking of being fucking off?
Everybody in here can think of something they'll do for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
To get them in the door. Okay. Everybody in here. Right. And it's ways, but even though it may be hard, it's ways to make, cause it was what's his name? His name like Matthew Williams. Matthew is a stylist. He like styled for like ASAP.
But you probably doing, he probably doing that sort of the exchange of the
Let me finish. I forgot his last name. But he is a stylist or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an internship at fashion house. And he worked for free. Mm-hmm. Like, he did that for free. Full-time intern, unpaid intern. Mm-hmm. He was dirt poor. Well, he wasn't dirt poor, but he didn't have it like that. So he just worked another part-time job to, you know, just so he could sustain himself. So it's way, like, it's not impossible, but it's way. So when you say you want to offer, like, it could be an even offer, like housing.
Right.
Now, say you offering an internship, unpaid, but you offer housing.
Right.
Instead of getting that person that's so dedicated they're gonna do this for free, you also getting that person, and you getting a person that don't give two fucks about what this job entails. I just want somewhere to stay for free. And
but see, like, I don't know if,
but they can't control all, like, that's the thing. We can't put, if they gonna wanna not pay some, like, they can't control screening. All the variables. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, saying.
They can if they don't, they though. Can if they keep it unpaid, they can.
That's but what I'm saying. But I don't know if every big CEO or big boss too much even care that much about the intern.
Yeah. But because the intern is more for the intern, not because if you fucking off the internship, it's not hurting them, it's mm-hmm. hurting you. Mm-hmm. It don't affect them. Like you making coffee and making mm-hmm. copies, they don't care about that.
But right. I mean, they most interns though, they working their ass off though.
That's what. No, that's what they want. But that's what I'm saying. But if you are like messing up though, that's on you, not on that company. That don't
affect them. We're looking at unpaid internships as a specific position. Everybody. No matter what you do, if that's something you want to do, you're going to do something for free. Whether you a party promoter, where you a rapper, you're going to perform for free. That's an unpaid
internship. That's willingly.
So is an unpaid internship. That's willingly.
Not necessarily.
I'm guessing maybe we talking in a way. An unpaid internship
isn't necessary for any field. Like, you don't need.
Exactly.
Like, it ain't. Like, it's the necessary barrier to break through anywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's not, right. But it. But that's like the most common way to get into like the, and this is all stemming around something that came up this week. I don't know because I've been seeing a lot of people that's in that field, mm-hmm. the ones that's speaking on it anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like doing stuff like radio, TV, mm-hmm. entertainment,
it's a part ages, of it.
That's it's needed. It's like unless you it. Know somebody or something like that. Like it's mm-hmm. definitely.
I mean, that's
needed.
Just a part of the system and how it go. You grind your ass off. You work for it, you shine, they want you to retire. Or now niggas our age, we, you know, doing our own thing, entrepreneur.
But see now, either yeah, that's why I was like, now it's different. People like, man, I'm just do this by myself.
Bro, we gonna have
figure
to
out
employ...
the bumps and the bruises on my own. So
I
mean, like,
I definitely understand why it's unpaid.
I'm not gonna down unpaid internships. Yeah. I wouldn't too much be willing to want to do it. I'm not gonna say I ain't gonna not do shit now. But like,
I don't think it should be named unpaid. I would say because you're not like even if you are willing to do that, you're doing it for some type of exchange and the knowledge that
you
experience.
Nah, but
it.
You can call it you're unpaid though. It. If I gotta move out there on okay, my own
yes.
dime, everything is on me. That
yes,
is unpaid.
Okay, yes.
Like
yes,
that's just like weeks. Same with college. Actually, they getting that certificate. They getting their school paid for it. That's obviously not enough. Like, yes, that experience can be enough in the end, but you don't even know for sure if that experience that you're going to gain at the internship is going to get you to where you want to go.
This is what they're going to tell you.
Then that's a question on you.
They're
going to
tell you, don't apply. That's how it go.
That's what I was going to say. That's
the
only thing. They're
going to find another. They're going
to
find another nigga.
I'm not saying that you
got
to say this to them. I'm saying this is just over the overarching mm-hmm. subject mm-hmm. of it. The
but they don't. Jobs don't like niggas like us. You, as you can see, half of us employed. Shit, you count one more. That's over half. Like, bro, especially our generation. Like, they want you to stick in that box. Do what you got to do. Do it to the best of your ability. Yeah. Really overachieve for your money. Help them out. They in dollar. Go home. That's what they want. If you pushing the envelopes and tweeting and you reading into shit, they like, whoa, this guy, i.e. is smarter than what I thought, and he's trouble.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes. Especially when you know, especially.
I don't pay internships for me. It would be cool because I would do it. But
it's an industry too.
Speaking over the whole subject of it, considering everybody else, I like
that. In the end, dog, don't play yourself. If you know you ain't finna win off this, bro, don't be playing yourself. Like Kay said, if you know you can't eat, don't play yourself. Like, just don't play yourself.
But if you have the opportunity and you feel like you can do an unpaid internship and it seems like a great opportunity, I feel like
then
you
do
should
it.
Look at every resource possible to make that shit happen.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, come
sure.
on. Because you can take off.
Yeah.
Real shit. I mean,
that's
you know,
what I say, it's relative. It's just hey.
That's why I said I'm not gonna bash unpaid internships. I'm not gonna bash 9-to-5s. I'm not gonna bash entrepreneur anybody.
Whatever
because
you
when you
do.
Some shit is just the way it is.
When
right.
you become a business owner, you're gonna have to have people who work a 9-to-5.
Yeah,
and there you're gonna have to trick their ass to love this shit. Actually, then you're gonna have to have unpaid internships or interns just to do your dirty work of niggas who you can't tell
jobs. Internships paying stupid.
Because you got a crazy 9-to-5 person who telling you I'm not doing this shit. It's not in my job description. So now I gotta open up a shit.
That was me.
I gotta open up some shit to get 2 goddamn college goddamn sophomores to come do this work. It's just, bro, it's all a system. That's how I feel.
Welcome to capitalism.
That's how I feel, man.
For sure. Speaking of capitalism and capitalizing off shit, Nike reseller, the Nike exec, she was over the North American division of the digital sales for Nike. She the one who pushed Nike to go digital back in like 2014, 15, something like that. Her son got caught. Well, I don't know. That shit crazy. But he was using a company credit card. But he had bought.
When you say sales digital, what do you mean by that?
Sneakers app, just things online, like that. Online. Instead of standing in line more so for shoes and stuff, they pushing it more. It's more on the phone. Not that you can't go out and get it in the brick and mortar.
How you live your day to day life. I can lay in bed
and just, you know, cry about not getting no sneakers all day. Instead
you ain't got to be in the line.
Keep going. So he basically ran up. He was getting hundreds of thousands of shoes, or he spent hundreds of thousands, and then he profited hundreds of thousands a month off his mama Nike credit card. She abruptly quit Monday, boom, off the whim, didn't say nothing, just gone. She ain't said no statement, nothing. Damn. So I don't know. So basically, what we're trying to figure out is: did he have some inside information on how to get them? Did he have a bot?
Of course.
Was she in on it? Like, that's what we're trying to figure
out. Then it ran off. On the big. I mean,
he definitely had a bot, bro. Because he wasn't just going on to the Nike website. Into the back,
like a regular person. Yeah,
was he using untapped into information that, like, I might not know?
I'm sure he did. But I'm sure the majority of his like collection came from the fact that he had access to these bots and shit. Cause he didn't have just Nikes; he had a whole bunch of Yeezys.
So he looked like a smart little dude. But yeah. So was his mom in on it? Do y'all think?
You said what?
I think that's the biggest.
Her credit card was used for like all the purchases.
Yeah, and they saying that she. Well, some people saying she didn't. Maybe she didn't see it, and people like, oh, this 100K. But obviously, she probably a millionaire being a Nike exec, or at least up there.
But yet, your car still gonna tell you something.
It was a company car. So that's where I'm thinking. That's still not a good look. I don't know how you skate around it.
Black car.
No. It was a company car, but you know them probably ain't got limits and.
Yeah.
So, as do we know the guy? He's not a top reseller.
He's just West Coast Joe. Yeah, they go by West Coast Joe.
Know him. I mean, in the reselling world.
In the reselling world.
His name on Twitter, like, I mean, Instagram, like West Coast Streetwear or something like that.
When did he do this? Or he did this as we found out?
He's been doing this for years.
It ain't that long though.
It ain't that we found out.
He told us. It ain't like niggas like, oh, why the crack this? Oh no, he did an interview and he said all this shit himself.
Whoa. White privilege.
Yeah, that it kind of piggybacks on the last topic a little bit. So,
like, that's why she got up out of there.
I've been asking that same question because I don't think he put that big of a dent into the amount he's put.
Unless he was getting a thousand pairs.
What are some of the shoes they said he copped?
No, he was copying everything. He got every shoe that came out
that he wanted. Like, I mean,
not just.
Up here, the ones that we see on there, we know we ain't even.
He was basically a Nike distributor type.
Money, he was right.
You couldn't move these pairs easily. Like if you're like, hey, I'm about to take these shoes from here to here, you're gonna have to like rent like 6 trucks.
Yeah. Now have you y'all ain't seen a picture?
Nah, he was tripping. Nah. He was wilding.
I mean he did the most that he could do for sure.
Oh my god.
It was an empire.
He was moving. I mean, he made millions shoes. For sure. That's crazy. That made
cocky.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to watch that interview though. It's on YouTube, probably.
I don't know if it was, it may have been a Reddit interview. I'm not sure.
Oh my god.
He was with like that is dropped crazy. Out of college and stuff.
That is so
running
crazy.
It up still during the
I dropped out of college for that.
That's what I said, this is not just an apology type of situation.
Nah, this big time stuff.
Things are different.
I'm ready for the details of like I'm trying to see like was it
What's
some
gonna conspira- change,
not
man.
Conspiracy, but like some inside job, or was it just like, oh, I let him use the car for it, or oh, I didn't know he was using the car.
I'm voting inside job.
She resigned though.
Sounding like
she's gay. She running from that.
She definitely had, running from that. She definitely had some influence.
She
that
did. That's why she
quit abruptly too.
Yeah, that's wild.
What they said? She said something about it. But like,
I think they sent. Somebody said she said something about it, and Nike didn't do nothing. But what I took from it was Nike, like in 2018 November, sent out an email or like mentioned it, and she just didn't say nothing. Like she just kind of.
Went about it, and just kept on.
I thought she was the one that said something.
Maybe she was. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I read it wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy. Like it's really a big deal. I'm just trying to figure out, did he get so many pair? Like I'm seeing it like, dang, I'm not getting shoes. I don't think he did though.
To the point where he affecting everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, shit.
It probably did knock some shit off.
I mean, yeah, he's probably getting what 1,000 pairs, maybe.
That's
shit ridiculous. No, that's fucking wild. I mean, that's crazy. No, that's nuts for one individual and you getting Air Mags and stuff.
That's a shoe. Yeah, and that's what I was going
to
say.
Bro, the way they have made it so hard to get a shoe now.
Y'all sneaker sales are still coming. Don't think shit changed now. Like,
I understand that, but
yeah, that's
that mean he got some crazy. Like, I know for sure he got them fours that I made me quit.
Trying to be in the resale shoe. Okay, and then he just got the regular. So he just a regular bot guy.
Alright, he got like a team. Like them niggas got bots. They got bots.
So was he on some shit? Was he on some shit? Was he on some shit like the stock market?
He got a pay.
Did he cap? Did he
work? He finessing the system. It ain't no. He's not playing by the rules.
He got an unpaid intern, and they're going crazy.
Mm. I wouldn't say illegal.
That's what. As long as he ain't doing
it, it's frowned upon.
If he doing something, I could do.
On an unfair playing
field. Yeah,
it ain't illegal.
Nah,
I'm sure.
So he on an unfair playing field because he has unlimited money.
So that's why he snitched on himself.
I'm saying, is that why?
I mean, he has the best of the best when it comes to like the bot world and shit like that. He has the upper echelon. Like it's no
that shit crazy.
He doesn't wake up on Saturday like, am I going to take an L today?
And his shit just automatically.
It's not, am I going to get these shoes? It's how many pairs?
Mm-hmm.
But he uses mama credit card though.
The Nike credit card
to make the large purchase.
Were he getting discounts?
Nah, he just using a card to like he running up hundreds of thousands.
No, it's not because it could be if he using a Nike credit card.
So that's where everybody.
No, if he using a Nike card,
it's a company credit card. That's what's making it crazy.
You're right.
Because it could look like he buying inventory and on business credit.
Nah, they should see that shit.
Nah,
what? It probably didn't do shit to flag or nothing. It probably looked like fucking.
Nah. I mean, you know, that's probably a black unlimited type card.
And he ain't miss it.
No.
It didn't miss it.
Latyler number 12 or 13 in the country? 12. Shout out the Hawks, number 12 in the country. They just blew out South Carolina by 30 tonight.
Number
Central
one in baseball.
Good. Arkansas good.
Arkansas baseball good.
Life is good.
Ain't it? Hey, it's the early 2000s again, ain't it?
Yep.
Who else good in this bitch? Arkansas what? Indoor track just won?
Indoor track, bro.
Shit, Nick Smith tapping the bro from Sylvan Hills that hit the
game winner over
shit.
PV going crazy, man. PV been taking some L's on that court.
Damn.
Track number 3. Wow. And they do that.
Oh yeah, that's usual.
They do that. Is it a good normal time to be Arkans in the hole?
Man, we about to be.
And it's 501 day, baby. What's gonna be lit?
It's in May.
I'm saying, fam, it's the third month. We got like 2 more months.
What the fuck
you
said, Kendall?
It's in May.
Oh, but I'm just saying.
We're gonna do something though. Cause if you this eager, I wanna do something too.
You this excited 2 months out? Like, niggas.
I mean, we're gonna have to do
something.
They took
away Riverfish.
If we don't do something, we told everybody else to do something.
We still on it. Did we talk about Wyvern Country last episode?
No.
I never looked into it. That's true. I just saw Duna ass.
Is what true? Wyvern Country was open last year?
No, it wasn't. They been shut down for a
minute. Nah, they bankrupt. Like, they out of business.
They went.
And they owe like $2 million.
Ooh. Yikes.
Like I thought they
is that an episode?
No, I thought it was like 300K.
Nah, we still going.
Then they
this some yeah, this I some know. 501 shit too.
Yeah, we into some but RP, but damn. I at least want to go back one more time. I wanted to go back one more time, bro. Damn. As I'm grown. Like, yes, bro. Like even
the pictures look sad,
sad.
They put a filter on it, they put a filter on it.
It don't even need a filter.
Dramatic warm.
It didn't even need a filter.
No.
It was dirty.
No. Hey, drowning that little pool too many times.
No,
drowning
that
little
pool. It was disgusting.
as fuck.
Nasty.
Nah, I wish I could go in there, throw that just to be on some vibes, man.
No, I hate that I missed the adult night. I hate I missed the adult night and then
because I wish I.
It went downhill from the adult night.
It's about three things I hate when I was younger. I didn't show my natural black ass when everybody else showed their natural black ass in Little Rock. Because now you
Do y'all remember the big party?
White River Country, they showed.
No, do y'all remember the big
Playtime
party?
Playtime Pizza showed their ass.
The big party White River Country had when we was younger, like we was in high school.
Yes, and they was fighting and shit.
Hood Rich was all in that bitch, huh?
I remember. You talking about that?
Yeah, I think that was we'll talk about that one.
That was a class.
No, that was because everybody was at that bitch, huh?
I know a couple of girls that got beat up there.
No, a lot of people got beat up there.
R.I.P. the place. R.I.P. the man. They fought the first
I seen a nigga.
You better be 18.
I seen a nigga in that mug with a
when niggas used to fight.
Using an air pump as a water gun, bro. You know how bad that shit hurt?
Oh my god.
That nigga's ready to fight.
Oh my god. You had to
they
be
got
there.
Into a fight over that shit.
That's you had crazy. To be there.
You had real to be shit. There. What they say when nigga punched a horse at the fair?
Knocked
at
him
the
out.
State fair. You had to be there.
I wasn't I there. That one. Name. Oh, that's when.
State fair, bro, give you so much anxiety, bro. Boy. You don't know if you're gonna get caught up, beat
man.
Up.
State fair more dangerous.
Triple?
Snatched up.
By your you don't know what's gonna get down heaven.
Say fair more dangerous.
Lose all your money.
You don't know. You don't. You never knew. You never fucking knew.
Yeah, I was like, that's yeah, so that's sad. More dangerous than that River Fest.
Shout out
show.
To the State Fair.
River Fest gone.
River Fest gone.
River Fest gone.
I hate they took away Tiger Fest before we could fuck with it.
Man.
I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, I would hate that.
I had to be there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We out. We're gonna do some shout. Well, we've been doing shout outs here.
It's gonna be it for this episode.
The Grinch said we out, man.
Appreciate.